and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Grant Connolly. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process for instant emotional healing. Listen in as Grant Connolly talks about the Z-Point process and the many ways you can use it in your life.
I was a very unhappy person for many, many years. I'm 54 years old right now, so, you know, this is still quite recent for me. I think probably in the past 4 or 5 years, my life has really turned around, and really, really turned around in the last 3 years since I came up with this idea. You know, many people go through life and they're unhappy. They're unhappy with their jobs, or they're unhappy in relationships, and they feel that they can't do the things that they really want to do because, and, you know, we'll leave the rest blank there, because of this, because of that, because I don't have the education, or because I don't have this, or because I can't do this, or because this person won't let me, or that person. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with that. It all has to do with how you really feel inside yourself about just doing what you want to do, regardless. And anything that doesn't feel good, anything that causes you to feel upset or angry or resentful or anything other than joyful is open to be released and is open to be let go, because it's not you. It's not who you are. It's not who I am. And I carried that crap around for years and years and years, and I have no intention of spending the rest of my life like that. So I decided to let that stuff go, quite literally. And I started off with the relationship protocol. For any of you guys who are really interested in doing something similar, start off with the relationships. And I made a list. I think I had like over 30 people on this list, and I just worked through it. And what I did, really, is what I did is I let go of my past. I released my painful past. And when you let go of your past, you don't filter all the things that happened to you through your past first. I don't know how else to say that. You become more aware and awake in the present moment and have the ability to really start to enjoy what you're doing at this time. Or if you're not enjoying it, to make a decision to do something else. You're taking back your power, in effect. And we all have a lot more power in life than we even can imagine. The thing is, we don't need to go through life hating life or to try to avoid life, being addicted to drugs or being addicted to fighting with people, being addicted to drama or being addicted to all manner of things. And what this is trying to escape life itself, because life can be painful if you're in that state of mind. So this is freeing yourself, freeing who you are to really be able to do the things in life that you want to do, not that other people want you to do or that you think they want you to do, but to do the things that you want to do and to enjoy them. It's all about you. It's all about you. Anytime you have a feeling that doesn't feel good when you feel it, that is open to being released using EFT or Z-Point. Anytime you have a feeling that doesn't feel good when you feel it. Because I'm going to tell you something, life is about feeling good, and life is about enjoying yourself. It's not about struggle, it's not about pain, it's not about suffering. It's about those times and I'm saying most of the time, when you absolutely enjoy what you're doing, when you enjoy who you're with, when you enjoy what you're talking about, when you enjoy everything about your current experience. And anything that stands in the way of you being in that place is open for being released, because it's not real. It's not real. It's just stuff that needs to be let go of. Releasing your boulder of desire. Well, that's just a little exercise that when you really want something, when you place your awareness on something that you'd really like to have, like, for example, someone's cooking a meal for you in the next room, and you can smell that meal, and it smells so good, and suddenly you start becoming hungry, and you start anticipating that first bite and how good that's going to taste, and your mind just keeps going and going, and you know that that meal is coming. You know with a certainty because you can smell it. You know it's there, and you know that sooner or later you are going to be sitting down, you're going to be having that meal. So that rocket of desire just keeps going higher and higher and higher. And based on the law of attraction, which says that whatever you focus on, whatever you place your awareness on, is what you will draw into your experience. So if you're focused on something that you really want to happen, then you bring it in all that much faster. If you focus on something you really don't want to happen and are fearful, you'll bring that in as well. So understanding this, why don't we just decide to focus on what we really want and forget the stuff that we don't want, because we don't want to focus on it. We want to focus on what we actually want and bring that in. And we release a rocket of desire up into the heavens to tell the universe itself that this is what I want. This is what will make me feel good. And that's what we do, release that rocket of desire. And it's just a simple process, just to imagine that you're at the top of a tall hill, and you have this big rock sitting on the top of the hill. And the rock itself is balanced in such a way that all you need to do is just tap it, just touch it, and it will start rolling down that hill and inexorably will reach the bottom. And the bottom represents you achieving or getting whatever it is you desire, because there's no other outcome possible. That rock has to go to the bottom of the hill. It's just a way of enhancing those feelings of optimism, enhancing those feelings of joy, and the certainty that you will get what you want, what you desire. I want to say that you can have whatever it is you want from life. There are no limits as to what you can have. You don't need to be broke. You don't need to be in a situation where you're being abused. Or you don't need to go through life being fearful. It really is up to you as to what kind of life you have. And if you're having a life that you're not enjoying, you can't blame someone else, because you are the one that made the choices. Always. We're always responsible by virtue of the thoughts that we think and the feelings that we allow ourselves to feel. So if you use a process like EFT or Z-Point, you can use that process to free yourself from feeling these feelings, free yourself from these old patterns, and free yourself to start to live and to enjoy life as it's truly meant to be lived. You don't have to be afraid. And that's really my message. World peace starts one heart and person at a time. You open people's hearts one heart at a time and allow them to find the peace that exists in their own life. And very soon they're walking around and they are affecting people in a very powerful way.
You've been listening to Grant Connolly on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process. If you'd like to know more about Z-Point or want to contact Grant, his website is www.zpointprocess.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.